This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin the program today with a tale of two interest rates. The first is the federal funds rate. That's the one that gets all the attention, right? The rate that the Federal Open Market Committee sets. And you know, because you listen to this program, that that rate has been going up since March. The target is now between 3.75 and 4%. It's going up again next week. Exact increase TBD. The second rate, the average on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which typically moves pretty much in tandem with what the Fed is doing. The key word there, though, is typically, because over the last month, the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has actually dropped from 7.16% all the way down, relatively speaking, to 6.4%. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. And I can hear you now saying, what gives with that? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
Little multiple choice quiz for you. If the Fed raises interest rates, mortgage rates will A, go up, B, go down, or C?
It depends on what the market's outlook for the future of the economy at large is.
Karan Kaul researches housing finance at the Urban Institute, and yeah, C, that's the correct answer. The market he's talking about isn't the market for buying and selling homes. It's the market for buying and selling mortgages.
Most mortgages made in the U.S. end up being bundled and securitized into investment products.
When last month's inflation numbers came in better than expected, hedge funds and bond funds and banks across the world said, huh, maybe the Fed will slow down its rate hikes after all. So they bought a bunch of mortgages while rates were still pretty high, thinking, let's get in while homebuyers are still paying that sweet 7%. But Gina Curro at Bank of America says when there's a big surge in investor demand for mortgage bonds,
the price goes up, the rate goes down, and that trickles through to what the homeowners will see.
Now, all of a sudden, that sweet 7% drops. If the mere mention of mortgage-backed securities is giving you great recession vibes, Curro says this time really should be different.
Now, lending standards have really, really tightened.
It's an open question whether there'll be enough investor demand to keep mortgage rates down, especially because one big buyer is out of the market entirely. Joel Kahn is an economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association.
The Fed has been the largest and really the only buyer of securities for the last 2 years or so.
The Fed originally boosted its mortgage buying program after the pandemic hit. It stopped this year trying to bring down inflation, including inflation in the housing market. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.